Well, first up, Coach, just talk about the difference today. Played a team that really defends, and you're able to get to the finish line 36-33. What did you think the difference was tonight?
Defensively, we just locked in when we really needed to. We played some of the best defensive basketball we've played all year down the stretch. I'm really proud of these guys of how they responded. We gave up 71 points a couple weeks ago to Bloomington Central Catholic, and ever since, I mean, I've been on their butt in practice. I've let them know that it's just not good enough, and we responded with four straight games holding teams under 40 points. So I'm really proud of them. Now, offensively, 36 points. Like I said, we struggled to get some of those looks. We're going to get back in the lab, and we're going to start working on some different things. And we got to get Caleb going a little bit more. When he doesn't go, and it's kind of linear with just Landon Bull and Carson Clemmie, and TJ's kind of ineffective right now as well, it's tough for us to win. But that was a good team. They match up well with us size-wise. We know that. And they had a good game plan. I mean, they got size. We knew that if we played their style of play, which I thought we fell into a couple times, we knew it would be tough. So kudos to our guys, man. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, and you just, you know, Macomb's a good team, and they get it done defensively. They've done it all season long. You had a couple of opportunities maybe where you think you could put this game away, got up 10 at halftime, but they were able to get back in to the game. What do you think the difference was tonight where you couldn't extend that lead and put them away with Macomb?
Adjustments were stronger than ours. Their adjustments were stronger than ours. And honestly, I think they did a really, really good job of taking some stuff away that we normally get into. We tried to slip them and get into some of the things that we normally don't do, and we just couldn't get it done. So we just got to get into practice. Okay, Jim's going to take a picture here, guys.
Can I get in the team picture?
Yeah, you're in the picture on the air.
You know, one of the nice things I always tell people about is the one thing that you learn a lot of, the one thing you learn a lot about people is when you break bread with them. And I happened to eat dinner tonight at the same restaurant as Jordan Harris.
Yeah.
So we learned a lot about one
another. Oh, yeah. Right? It was awesome. It was a great time.
We are more alike than unlike, I tell everybody, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, not that we drink the same type of beer is the last question that we need to ask.
No. All right. So tell me, you know, the enjoyment of, you know, full week of basketball here, and you win the tournament, and the enjoyment of these type of moments. What does that kind of mean for you here this weekend?
It's good, man. The first half of our season hasn't been perfect by any means. We've been up. We've been down. We've had some laughs, but ultimately we just stay positive. We just keep working. And these boys, they truly deserve it, man. There's been a lot of work put in. We done put in a lot of extra time these last couple weeks. And now we just got it locked back in. I'm going to give them tomorrow off. They deserve it. Chill out a little bit. Enjoy their Christmas break off from school. I haven't been giving them a break at all. They're probably at school just as much as a normal school day right now during the break. And then we got to get ready for Riverdale on Tuesday. And then we get a nice little 7-day break. Get ready for Riverdale and Montrose.
All right, and then I was just going to say, you know, in these type of games, you always look for kind of key plays, and I thought the biggest play in this game was the setup between Lehman's and Wilson, where you get that low post basket where you really needed that, and you get the and one with T.J. Wilson, and you look for
and
things
he hit the free throw.
That's right, and you look for things like that, and he's shooting 67% from the line this year, which is a marked improvement from last year, but just things like that you look at that are the potential difference in these types
for
of games.
For sure, yeah. And we made a really gutsy call pulling Caleb Kunico off the floor there. But I kind of thought about it for a second. I'm like, maybe the little guy will go on Bailey, and now we can throw it in there to TJ a little bit, and it paid off. So if it didn't work, I look crazy. If it do work, I look like a genius.
That's right. And then just late night basketball, you know, I say it's a long day, but so this is the fifth time that I've been a part of this where you play the semifinal. This is the fifth time Rockridge has won this tournament, and then, you know, it's all worth it when you win it at the end.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fun day. It's a great memory when you look back on a season and say, remember, we had to play 9 hours of basketball to win a title.
For sure. First season, man, kind of crazy.
Nope.
I said, I'll be lying if I told the boys that I didn't expect it. So.
All right. Well, nice going, Coach. And we will have fun with you. We'll be with you with Riverdale, I think. Is that in Edgington or Port Byron on Tuesday?
Port Byron.
We'll be in Port Byron with you on Tuesday. Nice going, and enjoy the weekend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Happy holidays, everybody.
All right. Jordan Harris with us as the Rockets are the champions of the Western Macomb Holiday Tournament. as they hold back Macomb. 36-33, this is high school basketball on WRMJ.